is like, you know, Kennedy, the fucking man, might be being the fucking man, like, that kind of wrecks my credibility.
Credibility?
Yeah.
You had no fucking credibility.
And that's a good point.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all, the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Hello? Hello?
Me, what are you doing?
I'm just fucking around.
I'm like waiting for the.
Hello?
Hand on the levels. Sean?
How's it going out there, Internet? This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and this is the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 37. Tonight's theme, think about the future and what the future has in store for us. A whole big bag of shit with a large, tall, warm glass of fuck to wash that down.
Mm.
Yes, yes, and true. Here we are, and I am Sean Kennedy, your host, your open source celebrity, and if you tell two more people about me, we got a whole bag of people in the IRC tonight. If everyone gets two people hooked on it, probably at gunpoint, we will, in fact, take over the Earth. You are free! Free, I tell you, to distribute this broadcast in any way you see fit. You can burn it, stick it to AOL CDs, put it in other people's mailboxes. You can make tapes of it, leave it lying around. You can make tapes of it and put it inside of those cheap-ass radios you see for sale at, like, village Value Villages and stuff like that. Just walk around with the tapes and leave them in the cassette deck. Because, you know, when they buy those shitty radios, they're going to buy it. And they're going to, like, check out the tape. Oh, cool, I got a tape, too. And they'll listen to it. Because, come on, you'd want to do that. Then you could, like, steal it in an envelope and just mail it to random people. You know, and they say,
go through the phone book. Start a day.
Yeah, just start a day and fucking leave them in telephone booths and put secret on it and stuff like that. Stick it to the other side of doors and stuff. That way, because if people think they find something, then it's cool.
Or, like, do not read on it.
Exactly. Now, going through the IRC tonight, who all showed up? Oh, my God, we got 80 people in the IRC.
Whoa.
We've got Capone X, but he's away right now. We got Sanix, and he's sleeping, so he's not really here.
What the hell?
Smokehouse, who's sick. No shit, you're sick. You're crippled. You're permanently sick. Snake is your dad. Errol of Gainsborough, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Miss African Love Turtle. Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Ram, Breaker, Dinner, Burger. Cerulean, Cogito Ergo Sum. Son. Daniel San. Counter Sync. Counter Coyote 23. Cybertech TMC. Good to see you, buddy.
Yes.
Delamorta. Disco Jesus. I'm your Disco Jesus. Driz. Evil James. Griffin. Hell Raiders 253. Pyro. I was going to say I but I didn't realize.
Don't make that mistake.
That's Pyro. K16. Kadath. Good to see you. Camelvalia. Sleeping. So she doesn't give a shit when I mispronounce her name. Kazuma. Kexler. Kindling Boy. Yo, dude. Crazy Fuck. Leshek. Lentium. Lorax. The Lorax. Lieutenant Major Zombie. Loser. Mind Pirate, Miss Fortune Cookie, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Neko, Sterilize, Night, Fred, Fire, Nikon, or Nixon,
Fred.
Nixon, Fire, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squaller, Quadbox, Quirky, Rat Sputin, Raven 182, The Roto, The Shard, Sideslide, Sir Dork, TK, Sir, what the fuck, Sir Dork,
how you
TK
doing?
Groovy,
how you?
Hey, what, people pimping. Sir Poopy Pants, Scavenger, SKTFM, Data Stocky, Sparky, Spudley, SpyFK, Tantrix, Technophile, Test Subject, The Wump.
The word processor.
Oh, is that what it is?
I have no idea.
The Bug, Thraxius, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's, Ghost, Strong Boy, Turmoil, Terrell, Up, VGM, WS Ninja, Yerky, Pyro again. Lee Ping, Haxor, and Abadoobie. Welcome, one and all. I actually went up to 82 while I was reading it out. Well,
wow.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. If you want to get into the IRC and you just happen to be listening for the first time and you want to go home back to your house and actually do it, so you're going to have to learn how to do that.
What are all
teach
these
you
names?
Tonight we have Sim.
What are all these names you're reading out?
Wow.
If you want your name read out, go to www.rantradio.com, and I'm going to have to tell you some new instructions. And then click on community, then click on chat.
Really?
Yes.
How many people we have listening right now? Because there's like 82 people in the IRC. Let's do the list.
I bet they're just all idling.
They're probably all idling. They're all like, oh, whatever. Let's leave it here.
Well, I'm not actually listening.
Sean will think he's so cool.
84, so.
We have 84.
That includes mirrors, so includes there's some mirrors? People idling in this channel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's 83 in the channel. There's 84 listeners.
There's a couple of mirrors, so you got to count those in, like four mirrors.
Oh, really?
Yep. So
whatever,
80,
man. We got 83 people listening.
Hundreds,
shut up.
Thousands.
Shut up.
That's
lots.
Right.
Just shut up. Okay, it's cool.
Or you can download an IRC client.
Like MIRC.
And then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
That's right.
And that's the best way to do it. Yes.
Is it? That's the best way.
The best way
now
to do
gonna,
it.
You're opening yourself up to the Penguin Nazis there. They're going to be on you. No, man, you're so not elite.
An IRC client. Well, what do they do? Command line? Line by line?
Ugh.
I guess I could.
I'm dropping each command line. I'm dropping each command line.
Sounds cool, but doesn't make for a good movie.
Yeah, so. Interface isn't working. Windows going down. Drop your command line. Drop command line now. 3, 2, 1.
At command line.
At command line. Where are you now? C:Windows. You know, like, what the fuck? Speaking of what the fuck.
Rooting now.
Getting back to the feedback. Let's see. We got another letter from who?
Who?
Who? Who? Don't get caught in the ghetto. Because getting caught in the ghetto is a motherfucking no-no.
Can't beat Ice Cube.
We have feedback from Kindling Boy. Yes. Another well-phrased and grammatically correct letter. These are probably the most grammatically correct and polite letters I've ever gotten, which they're cool to get from time to time.
It is. Rather than, you rocksore my box.
I like the rocksore my box or weird ones where I'm 3 minutes with a slide ruler trying to figure out what the fuck this guy's saying, you know? They're not as cool as the broken English ones, the ones from Southern Zimbabwe or something like that. Like, I beat rocks and
because they're trying so hard.
Yeah, it's very cool, so I appreciate that shit.
Yeah, it's funny.
Dear Sean Kennedy. I'm a dear Sean Kennedy.
Dear.
That's the only...
Dear Sean Kennedy.
In my, what, 4 fucking years doing this?
I'm having trouble with my relationship.
Yeah, that's... The number one thing you have to remember is your breathing. Okay. Dear Sean Kennedy. Firstly, let me thank you for reading my letter on the show.
No problem.
It was much appreciated. Was it? Secondly, I should probably clear the confusion that ensued afterwards about what was meant by your cause.
Yes, please do.
Oh, please, yes.
Yes,
we'd like to know.
We were confused.
What's our cause?
Too.
Shit, because, yes. Yeah, we need a mission statement. What I had gathered from your rants and shows is that what you're trying to make more people aware that they don't need big companies and logos to define themselves, that we can all be whatever the hell we want.
I think that's my mission statement.
Well, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good one. You've been saying that we all need to be prepared for what lies ahead, whether it be bad or good, and having listened to your opinion, mostly bad, you think? But that's what I've gotten from.
We're all rainbows
and
butterflies.
Yeah.
La, la, la.
Actually,
the forest hand in hand.
See, do keep up the good work.
Bunny.
From just another wog, Kindling Boy. Well, no, he's right and he's wrong.
Yeah.
See, he's sitting here and goes, you know, he's thinking, yeah, everything's going to be burned out and there'll be people eating flesh and burn booths and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I know, and it's going to be dark. I mean, it'll be hard and mean. Well, I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I'm looking forward to it. You know, any day I go...
Sean's prepared.
You
betcha.
When I can feast on the flesh of those SUV-driving motherfuckers, I'll be pleased about that stuff. I mean, they're sitting there, oh, my God, you have harsh language. Yeah, and I'm going to eat your fucking kids. Yes, that's true. Me and Lord Humongous. Same guy, perhaps. But very, very cool. So, although, yes, it looks kind of dark, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm thinking it's a good thing. So, no problem, Kindling Boy. Thanks. And he's actually been sending in some stuff, too, apparently.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
Busy, busy boy. Busy, Kindling Boy. We haven't actually put up all our stuff on the site yet because we're getting more stuff every day. It just keeps rolling in.
If I told you how much stuff I had and that's not put up, you'd be like, get the fucking work, Sam.
Yeah, well, he just redid the page, so everyone shut the fuck up, okay?
Thanks to Caponex.
Coyote 23 made a fish. You know those little fish that peel off the back of cars?
Oh, sweet.
Dope. Put this, we're going to drop this in the IRC right now. This is why you want to be in the IRC, because that way you
get all the bonuses.
You get all the bonuses, like, say, links.
I want to thank Skull Crew News.
For what?
For putting up all these links. After each show, they put up all the links we post in one nice format.
Really?
Yeah, on their page.
Skull Crew rocks, man.
Aren't they awesome?
Skull Crew's the shit. Yeah, like I wish I could do
mad
more.
Mad props. That's why we got a link on our main page.
Oh, the Skull Crew. Oh, yeah. Fucking dope.
They're so helpful.
Yeah, and I know exactly how much work it is to run a page like that. So
yeah,
that's
news
well,
every day. Tough,
yeah, hard,
it's tough.
Hard to do, guys.
There's
hard,
the fish.
Hard to do. So
check
it out.
Fish.
Very, 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 very groovy. I'm sure that we can make pickles.
Drooled over this. This is so nice.
Oh yeah, this is just such a thing to do, right? Like everybody's going to be. you can see that getting printed out on stickers from. Avery
yeah,
stickers
that is a sticker.
Stuff. That'll be stickers going everywhere. That'll be dope. So
stinky fish.
Now, from other people who've got way too much free time on their hands,
all of our listeners.
Yeah, pretty much. Doodle with some art. Her letter reads as follows. Doodle. And inspiration is a good thing. Who needs the Sims with an S? We have the Sims with a C.
That's right.
Who needs buildings? Who needs roads? Who needs grass? Not in Canada. Meet the Sims. Guide Sim and Sean K through the treacherous flows and landscape of Canada. Can they make it to the igloo in time for Monday night? Will they run into a polar bear? Will Sean ever stop thinking about taking a breather? Slam! Will Samaria never have more than soy?
Soy!
Okay, laugh out loud. Okay, sorry. I just got a little bored. But everyone's like...
I don't have this picture up, but I will have it up.
It's very cool. It's
week.
A screenshot of, like, The Sims, and it's little Sean K.
Oh, my God.
And a little Sumerian wandering around on The Sims, which is really funny.
It's nice. It's really good.
It's really funny. I should mention now that I'm getting really venomous emails that are very subtle, like, hey, Sean, good to talk to you, and I'm a big fan, and it'd be really nice if you would get off your fucking ass and put up the next show. Thanks. You're a loyal fan.
I get
us.
Those, too. Okay.
Do you get those? And it's like, where is it?
Where's the fucking shit I gave you?
Yeah.
Where is everything?
Where's the shit, you know, but they want the next after now.
I appeased them for a bit with the new SKTFM.TV episode 8 for a bit.
Yeah,
they're all already asking for 9. I mean, people,
everyone,
we're
just
busy.
Relax.
They
will drain us dry. They will. We are going to be. Well, I mean, we should be used to this by now.
Oh, we are. We just like complaining about it.
Yeah, of course. Well, every soldier's God-given right to bitch, right?
That's right.
That's pretty much how that works. So that's
the arch was on my back last night.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
I'm working on it. Fuck off.
Rant Radio and Trunk Money.
Money? Give us money.
Give us Trunk Money. Put the money. Put the dog in the fucking basket. Rant Radio and Trunk Monkey, spreading the virus at high speed. Yes, Trunk Monkey has a car, which he races. And he's got decals, which he's put
Rally
on.
Car.
After crashing and totaling the first Trunk Monkey Impreza, we finally have more Rant Radio decals on our new cars, the Trunk Monkey Rally Neon.
Woo!
Woo! Check out the pics at this address, which is now in the IRC. Much larger rantradio.com and SK decals will be cut and applied to the Trunk Monkey Rally Impreza, the blue and white ones. It's about half prepared. I should have pics in a couple weeks in October 6th Burlington Rallycross.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
And that's from...
Trunk Monkey guys. Sean from Trunk Monkey.
Sean from Trunk Monkey. Team Driver. PGT.
And I think
number 762.
He is in... Yeah, he's in the IRC.
There he is.
There you go.
And I'm boy, who's a good Trunk Monkey?
And he's got friends listening in and stuff like that, too.
Very cool.
I got some ICQs from some people.
Very cool. I'd like to know how he places there, because, you know, a friend of the Wogs is a friend of mine. So
it'll
be very, very cool if we can keep track of...
Well, those decals will make them go faster.
You betcha. You betcha. Got a cool thing we were talking about last week about Esperanto.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
That's right.
Well, Transistor said, hey, if you like Esperanto, you should check this bitch out, which is Lojoban. Lojoban, I think, sounds cooler, too, than Esperanto. Esperanto sounds like a Spanish thing.
It sounds like Spanish coffee or something, right?
Yeah. Welcome to Esperanto.
Little coffee bar, eh?
Yeah. So this is Esperanto. Here at Esperanto,
have a seat.
We teach you how to make botois. Botois are a type of hat which turns into a smock. You know. You know, really. I mean,
and in an emergency, you can eat it.
And in an emergency, you can eat it and sometimes fly. So I'm like, okay, welcome to the whatever. So, but Lojoban sounds like, you know, sounds like a program or a programming language.
It does, yeah.
What's this written in?
The secret world of Lojoban.
Well, what we did is we wrote originally in C++ and then we compiled it into Lojoban. So now it's mostly Lojoban and we have open sourced that bitch. So it's
take
all
a look
good.
At that.
So if you want to check out Lojoban, that's pretty fucking cool.
It looks like a lessons page, so you can learn it.
Yeah, there's actually two. There's Lojoban.org and then there's the... Which
nice.
One did you,
oh, I put the second one. I'll put
okay,
the first
Lojoban.org
one.
Okay, Lojoban, not Lojoban. I think I fucked that up.
Lojoban.
Lojoban.org.
Lojoban.
There you go. So, and now I try to pay mad props to whoever I can when they do stuff, but occasionally I miss something and I did miss something.
Yeah, and we do sometimes.
And
we're
this is
perfect.
Really gay, and I felt really bad about this because when people do work, especially when they do a significant amount of work, it really pisses me off when I miss that.
This was a boatload of work, too.
This was a boatload of work. It's from Hybrid Theory. Hey, Sean, I wasn't able to tune into the show for a few weeks back to school and stuff, but I've caught up and listened to the archives. I noticed one show you featured the Id Fungus art and the Sean K. action figure, which actually knocked me over and and made me, like, squeal a bit.
God damn.
Yet you failed to mention that I was the one who did the flash for the lip-syncing. Not really a big deal, but I just want to make that straight. Art by Ed Funking, splash by me. Yeah, that is a big deal, actually, because you worked with him on it. And his art is very cool, but that lip-syncing really did add a lot to it. It's not like he colored the hair or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I made it blue.
That's a big fucking deal. So props.
Check that out. That's
mad props to Hybrid Theory.
Where's that again? Where's that thing?
That's on the Ed Fungus, what the fuck is the name of their Goon Squad.
Yeah, check that out. There's lots of art there, too.
Yeah, and he's got mad art. He's got a bunch of shit. He sent me his original art, for the Sean K.
Yeah,
stuff.
He sent some of that over.
That was sexy shit.
And, like, a comic.
Autographed comic, and I'm like, wow, I really don't deserve
super
this.
Super bonus pack of everything.
Super duper cool, very, very
like, original art signed. To you.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you really have more talent than I do, but that's okay. I'll just be quiet now.
We'll just pretend here on our little radio show.
Yeah, here we are. We'll just... dinner's ready, boys.
Oh, Mom, I'm broadcasting the internet.
I'm doing a show.
I'm doing a show, Mom, here on Gothorama.
Shut the door.
Shut the door. speaking of shutting the door, TK is stamping his money. Yes.
Stamp.
Which leads
nicely into my stuff.
Which leads nicely into his stuff, because stamping your money is fun to do. It's also highly illegal, but hey, what the fuck? What's a small crime?
Defacing money.
So, and what's he stamp the money with? With the Rant Radio logo, of course, because wouldn't it be cooler if you were to get back change and it has Rant Radio written on it? You'll be like, that's dope! So.
Sean, this coffee is making me cough.
That's why it's called coffee, you
retard. I think so.
What do you mean?
It's like getting in my throat.
I bought him a fucking soy latte. You haven't even drank any of it!
I'm getting through it.
You suck so bad!
I don't drink coffee, but I don't want to, like, it's good. But little bits at a time. I'm getting through it.
You're such a fucking liar.
I'm getting through it.
Listen to the lies coming out of your mouth. You're
it's
gonna
like making tickly things in my throat or something.
I'll tickle your fucking throat.
I bet you would.
I bet I will. What's your fucking media? Nope. What do you got to say there, Sam?
Okay, well, I updated like tons and tons of graphics on the Rant Radio, along with updating the whole goddamn Rant Radio page. Check that out.
That's not all.
You can see my nipples.
You can see Sim nipples.
Yeah, check it out on the left-hand side of every single page. You get to stare at my nipples.
Yes, that's right.
People brought that up in the forum, and I'm like, oh, God. Everyone's like,
nipples.
Yeah, there
nipples.
You go.
They're like little dots.
Yep. They're beautiful.
Actually, you know, with the right flash animation, it looks like you could just make a head and a chest. Sort of like, you know, the body without the head, you know?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're all talking and stuff. The cross makes a little nose and stuff. And you're like, oh, hello, I am Sim's torso.
And I can, like, put a hat on over my head.
There you
and,
go.
Go on a parade
Leather
or something,
mask.
Right?
Put the dog in the fucking mouth. So what...
let the gimp out?
Yeah.
So here's the graphics page. Go to the wallpaper. There's like 8 new wallpapers up there.
Very cool.
God damn, they're good.
The street
check
sign
out,
one is dope. That's what Sim's got on his desktop right now.
The street sign one.
That's very,
that
very
was
cool.
Made by Bastard Guy. Oh man, it's good.
Very, very cool Bastard
Guy. And the Vigilantes is where the money is posted.
Oh,
TK
cool.
Money.
TK Money Stamp.
So you can see he made a stamp up. An actual stamp for stamping money. You can just write on your money. So there's two of them in there. And also the Trunk Monkey one in there. And there's a creature defacing a iMac at some store with our webpage.
Well, it's not really defacing. I mean, iMacs don't really have much of a face anymore.
And Nixter putting Fight Tariff 22 on his little handheld thing.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. And you can see our smiling faces in the About Us page there, too.
The cover of the Rolling Stone.
A little write-up.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. What else you got?
We got an email from one of our people who do one of the shows on Rant Radio. Radio Freak America. Very, very cool hacking show.
We
got on our station.
Nice.
Duel from that show sent something in. Shim and Son.
Hey, Shit and Pawn.
Shit and Pawn. Announcement. Radio Freak America stickers. Fight for your digital rights. And adorn your laptop
or cover your nipples.
Oh, yeah.
With
RFA stickers.
Cover your nipples!
Cover them up.
Okay.
This is no Shaisa movie. Radio Freak America stickers are available for $1 US each, and every dirty red cent will go to the EFF, which is Electronic Frontier Foundation, who fight for your digital rights.
That's in my Shaisa.
Which is very good. Check it out at the following website.
Old School Freak.
Old School Freak, which is their website where you can get like back.
Dope. I should actually listen to that.
It's awesome.
Is
you
it
can
a
listen
show?
To their archives because you're working that night, probably.
Yeah, I work every goddamn night.
Yes.
And I'm busy focusing on the next Tales from the Afternoon.
That's
what
right.
I do
yep,
all the
that's
time.
That's right. Yeah, and then you did that story.
The
took that one away
yeah.
from me.
Yeah, so fuck you.
And that's it.
Photo gallery.
No, we did that last week.
We did that one.
The What the Hell photo gallery? Oh. Did we do that last week? We'll do it again.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay.
That's it then.
Okay,
cool.
So, yeah, check out the redesign of the webpage, rantradio.com. Capone X, help me out with that. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so super dope. Huge props to Capone X. Now, what's going to happen is we're going to go to halftime music, but it's actually should be called quarter time music because I have a ton of news to go through
tonight. Yeah,
have no fear. Have no fear. The show will not be short. I have a gob of news to go through, and I also have to take a hideous shit. So,
Two incentives.
So whilst we're taking a hideous shit, you get to listen to some music, which is, what do we got tonight?
We got a new thing from Sabo.
Right, which is played second.
Which is played second, and it's called... Aptly named, I don't know, no, it's not aptly named. I have no idea why it's named this, but it's named Naked Chicks and Alcohol.
Okay.
You guys, if you guys can figure it out, please let me know.
That's because it'll get downloaded a lot.
That's right, and that always helps.
And the other one is?
The other one is a band that I downloaded off the news groups.
No, you didn't. You bought the CD.
I bought the CD the other day from Tower Records. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's
cool. And, major conglomerate, whatever one you want to name, Virgin. It's Nerf Herder. It's a geek punk band, just like The Thickets, and I think most people would appreciate it. It's called Mr. Spock, and I thought it was a very cool song.
Dope.
Dope. Dope, dope, dope.
Okay, so check it out, and then we're going to get into some really heavy news where I've got a lot of people sending news. Thank you very much for doing so. Please keep it up, and it'll be very cool, so hang on, guys.
Yeah. We don't fuck anyone.
No, there's a bleeping. Why are you here, sir?
No reason.
You're just hanging out.
My parents fucked up, and now I must rid my dreary life. And soon I will die and become food for another smaller life form. But anyway, yeah, so that, and they were talking about mantras and shit. I'm just like, wow. Now, I'm not one to diss anybody else's... Well, yeah, I am. But
yes, you are. Whoa, what was the last half hour about?
Fucked up. Pyro, DJ Species, Lady Wolf, Kozik, Cosmic,
who's in charge here?
I thought you were. Who's in charge here?
Bang,
I am. But apparently those handy-dandy people in Japan, oh, look at this, we got the genome map. So they're going to have the human genome mapped by April.
All right.
So I hope they do it on April 1 and then no one will believe them. Oh, come on, guys, seriously.
We really did it.
Funny thing happened to me this week. I'm down at a family function, and I'm sitting in the corner with my cousin, who's kind of a, you know, decent Linux guy. There's a lady there from Minneapolis. She's a really, really cool. Her name is Leah. What's her name? And I asked her what she did. She goes, I've got doing my thesis in marketing. I'm going to be going to work in marketing. And I'm like, you know how ironic this is that you and I are sitting across from each other discussing at this table right now? She goes, why? I said, well, because if you knew what I did for fun, you'd be living. No.
Happy birthday to you, dear Paladin. You're going to die sooner. Fire. He's an evil Sean Kennedy twin. He looks mildly like me. He has a goatee. He's on the internet. He does wine reviews.
Show number two, the special is Scientology. And this week, as promised, I want to do a show on Scientology and talk about the nut bars in a nutshell. Cultists are bad. What is the core belief of Scientology? Okay, everybody take a big bong hit of the drug of choice, okay? 75 million years ago, okay, there was a galactic overlord in this sector of the galaxy named Xenu. All the planet that Xenu controlled over were populated by an average of 178 billion people. We're not going to make fun of it.
Well, yeah.
Yes, we are. I'm so going to make fun of this. Xenu sent out tax audit demands as each one entered the audit centers of the income tax inspections as each person in the, you know, each of the 178 billion people on all the planets entered these tax places. The people were seized, held down, and injected with a mixture of alcohol and glycol, and were frozen. Then all of these frozen people were put into spaceships. All 13.5 trillion people, okay, came to Earth. The frozen people were dumped in around volcanoes in the Canary Islands and the Hawaiian Islands. Hydrogen bombs were dropped in the volcanoes. Xenu's plan involved setting up electronic traps. The electronic traps captured all these skulls in electronic sticky flypaper-like traps. Take another bomb hit. Parents of the aliens were then taken to huge multiplex cinemas. I'm not making this shit up. In these movie theaters, the spirits would just spend many days watching special 3D movies.
You're joking.
No, this is their doctrine. Be open-minded.
Okay.
Always commercial-free. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Hey, alrighty then. So it looks like we managed to make the toilet bowl flush, and I had the Mr. Hankey, the Rant Radio poo. So I feel much better now. I feel a lot cleaner, a lot fresher. You know, that's a really weird thing about Starbucks. That's one thing
a
that
lot
Starbucks,
lighter.
Starbucks is good for.
What's
is
that?
It makes me take shits. Like, coffee, like, really makes me take a heinous, heinous dump. And you know those heinous dumps you take? And everybody's taking them, but no one ever talks about it. Like, only seniors talk about their bowel movements.
Yeah, I had a good one this morning.
I had a good bowel movement this morning. I have scary bowel movements. Like, you know those ones where you don't take a shit for 4 days, and you're like, you go take a crap, and you're like, da-da-da. You get up, and you always check. You always check. Everyone looks. Everyone looks, and you look at the toilet, and you're like, God!
It's like a good one.
Holy crap! Is that came out of my body, and you're like worried if you hurt yourself or something?
Where does it all fit?
I don't know, you know? I'm like, damn, you know? What the hell? So that's about enough of that. Anyway, so degrading into a hardcore scat conversation. Perpetual cars. Yeah. Yes, into the interesting news, as opposed to the shit news. Interesting news tonight. I got an interesting link sent to me from...
How interesting is it?
Very interesting. From the Chile Foundation, which talks about electrical cars that perpetually recharge themselves.
So they make, like, rain gear, don't they, too? Chile?
No, that's different Chile. These guys are, like, a different Chile. Again, they took a DeLorean and turned it into, like, an eternal car. There's the link. There's the actual unauthorized site, and then there's their press release there. I don't know if it's all a bunch of, like, psycho shit, but there it is. Okay.
Good idea,
so,
anyway.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. I like that a lot.
Why waste gravity?
And again, you know, because if you think about it, how much of what you're doing when you're driving is actually, you know,
putting gas into it.
You know, yeah, really. You know, like, you should be able to, like, drive and coast, drive and coast, drive and coast. Especially me, I am like, stop, go, stop, go, stop.
On or off. Yes. It's a digital gas pedal.
It is. With me, I'm kind of a do binary driving. And I think most people who are really, really keen drivers, they do binary driving, too. And then they swear the people are in their way, right? Which is you know, what happens, because people are notoriously in your way. The bigger the hurry you are, the more people are in your way. It's just like, you know, physics. It's just the way the world works. Did I ever tell you about, that's another sound quote I got to get. Footnote.
What's that one?
I watched it. Okay, The Dark One, my wife, she's notoriously subscribing to, like, book clubs and shit like that, right? Like, I went and I swapped over her email. She downloaded, no shit, like, 750 spam emails. That, like, she was giving out her email address to everything under the sun.
Nice.
And I'm like, are you fucking insane? Right? You know, like, that's my email server, you crazy broad. So, whatever. And you can't actually, like, you know, freak out on your wife because she's your wife. So, there's not much you can really do about that. But whatever. So, she's notoriously, like, subscribing, and did you know I sponsor some Romanian fucking kid?
You did?
I go, no, I do. No, oh, I did, I do. I currently do. Yeah, there's some Romanian fucking kid on my fridge. And I go in the house
really?
The day, and there's this fucking kid there. I'm like, on my fridge. I'm like, isn't he kind of big? No. There's a picture, okay? There's a fucking picture of the kid on my fridge. And I'm, like, sitting there going, whoa, dude, what's the little white kid doing with a picture of, like, I don't know, fucking Mussolini in the background?
It's not Mussolini. That's the Romanian president.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, he's standing there.
No shit. What's with the deal with this kid I don't know on my fridge?
Is he related? He's our son.
Is he related to me?
No, we sponsor him.
What do you mean we fucking sponsor him?
Well, we sponsor him.
So what? Where is he now? He's in an orphanage in Romania, apparently. And I send, like, I don't
You're
know,
looking for proof
99,
now, right?
99 cents a day to make sure this little fucker gets, you know, the food and clothing he needs, you know, through this weird church thing. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
The letter from him looks mass-produced. I don't know.
No, I never get no letters.
No?
No, he doesn't speak English.
Well, send some Romanian letters over then, eh?
Yeah, what the fuck? You know,
Who cares?
He's just a kid, man. He's only, like, 4 or 5, you know? And I'm
get
like,
a crayon.
Then I'm all die-hungry so I can breathe their air. No, but I'm like, well, okay, whatever, you know. So she's all keen on it. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. You know, but I'm really bad.
What's his name?
I don't know. Kid. Romanian.
Kid.
Refugee.
Kid 5643.
Kid. Orphan number 7. I have no idea what this fucking
Lot 52.
It's at the house. I can phone and find out. What the fuck is the name
you
of
can phone kid? Him? Can you phone the kid?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Hi.
Let's get him on the show.
Well,
back in my...
Under Ceausescu. Yeah, whatever. That'd be just fucking perfect. Get a hold of Nikolai and tell him to look after his own fucking trunk country's kids. But whatever. It's not my idea. I think you should look after your own country's kids before you go looking after everybody else's country's kids. But that's just me.
That's right.
I'm a little hard on that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, let our own people starve, but
well,
we must,
you know,
help out the
like,
whole world.
Whatever, dude, you know. So
help
whatever.
Everyone, but so, us first.
So, well, didn't I have another story I was telling before I went off on that? I got a kid sponsored, so there
I don't
there
think
you
so.
Go. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't even know how we got on that.
Yeah, you know, it's the world I know. Chung Monkey sent me a story about some Mormon fucks, as opposed to the Mormon cool people, of which
the
we've
cool
never done
Mormons?
A story. Yeah. See, the Boston Herald, I guess. Now, go to this site, because I want to go over this.
Okay.
This actually, like, made me just completely...
Yeah, I don't understand this.
Completely
this
wiggy.
Okay. This doesn't make sense to me.
According to the Mormons, okay, if you lie or are sneaky, you... drink water, and that cleanses you of your evils.
Really?
It's all, a couple charged with killing their adopted daughter by forcing her to drink large amounts of water.
Oh, I heard about this
part. I think that's called drowning. It said Wednesday that they were treated her severe problems of sneaking and lying.
Severe sneaking.
Severe sneaking.
Whoa.
Do you have any idea how much
that'd be pretty severe.
Severe sneaking? Like, do you know how much pirated
sneaking
software I
10,
have?
Right?
Holy shit, like 5 dots in sneaking. Richard Kilpatrick, 34, and Jeanette Kilpatrick. Richard
Kilpack. Wow, what a name.
Was the daughter's name Pack? Richard Kilpack and Jeanette Kilpack of Springville. Jesus. Were charged money with child abuse.
This generic.
With child abuse, homicide, and child abuse in the death of their 4-year-old daughter, Cassandra Kilpack, which should be Kill Cassandra.
Yeah.
Prosecutors or got killed. Prosecutors don't plan to arrest them because they're cooperating. Let me read that again. Prosecutors don't plan to arrest them because they are cooperating. So let me get this straight. I poisoned my child by making her drink so much water she fucking dies. Do you have any idea how much water that
must
be?
But it wasn't Kool-Aid, so it's okay.
You know, poison prosecutors Kool-Aid. Don't plan to arrest them because they are cooperating.
What?
Yeah, Richard Kilpatrick said under the rules suggested by their therapist, they're required, Cassandra, to ask for everything, including food and water, to help understand dependency, that her mom and dad loved her.
What?
Yeah, could take another bong hit. She had a very severe problem of sneaking and lying to the point of damaging herself. How do you sneak and lie to the Panadoria? Like, what'd you do? I snuck out the M16 and I lied to all the neighbors and told them they should come to my house so I could shoot them. Like, come on, give me a fucking break.
It doesn't make any sense.
After she took the water, he said that they asked her to drink 3 8-ounce glasses of water. After about 12 ounces, she said that she had very severe problems sneaking and lying to the point of damaging herself. She said Wednesday on CBS Early Show, they made the suggestion that whatever she sneaked or wanted, that you would do that in excess. She snuck some water, so they made her drink, like...
What? Lots of water.
You want water? Fine!
It's like... I guess it's like
Sploosh! There, have some water,
stay
bitch!
Down.
Stay down, bitch!
Like, it's like a drunken master, too. You want wine and get... No, Dad!
No, Dad, no!
Or like smoking cigarettes. You like smoking, huh? Here, have a 10 packs of smoke.
I don't understand that shit at all. It's water,
you
guys.
Oh, you're thirsty, huh?
You're thirsty? Huh?
You like the water, eh?
It's like being... Who's your... Dad, Arlie Ermey, so! Is this your fucking report card? This is the worst goddamn report card I've ever seen. Yes, Dad, yes! Seriously, man, like, this is just bullshit.
She snuck some water.
You're sneaking water. If there's one thing I hate, it's children sneaking water! Now, the way I see it, kids, you owe me... like, lining up the whole family there, marching back and forth in the house. Could you just see that? See that here? I mean, I have tried to help Cassandra, but I have failed. I have failed because the rest of the family has not helped me. So, well, every time Cassandra fucks up, I will not punish her. I will punish all of you. And the way I see it, family, you owe me for one glass of water. So get on your faces! Like, Jesus Christ!
There are 20 liters of water in front of each of you.
Yeah, holy dog shit. A glass of water. Is water allowed in the barracks, Cassandra?
Dad, no, Dad!
Are you allowed to drink water, Cassandra?
I'm thirsty!
Why not, Cassandra? Because I'm sneaky! Because you're a sneaky little bitch, Cassandra!
And you lied about it!
And you lied about it!
To excess!
But that's okay. Prosecutors are not going to arrest these people because they're cooperating.
Her death was a tragic accident.
It wasn't an accident. They forced better fucking water.
It was tragic, Sean.
It wasn't, yeah, it's tragic, yeah, but it's tragic, like, wink at the parents with a 308. I'm thinking about the fucking kids. I'm thinking about going after the parents with a knife. Like, give me a break. What do you mean it's tragic accident? It's not an accident. An accident is an act of God. Jesus wasn't there forcing the bitch to drink water. I mean, give me a motherfucking break. The parents killed the kid. Prosecutors, what was this? Prosecutors have not commented on the Kilpatrick therapy methods. I will. They're fucked. What? Who's going to dispute that? They're fucked. Force them to drink as much water as they can.
Yeah.
That's called drowning. Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's very,
useful
very
for,
bad for
I'm
you.
I'm sure all you, like, Mormon fucks out there can know that that's good for, like, detecting witches and shit. But,
if she floats and she's the same weight as a duck, she is evil and must be killed.
Okay, welcome to the 20th fucking century, okay? This is just bizarre. That this would happen in today's, like, day and age. It's just beyond fuck. So check out the link.
Springfield Police Lieutenant Dave Carson said the couple made their oldest daughter get the rope used to tie Cassandra. They're tying up their kids, too.
They're tying up the kids and drowning them.
Who was having difficulty breathing following the punishment. She died the next day.
Yeah, you know Cassandra what? You know what actually killed her? She drank so much water, all the salt in her body was washed out, and she fucking died.
Yes.
Like, nice way to check out.
We loved our daughter. We gave her the best treatment we could. We feel very sad about it.
Well, thank you very much. Let me just put that on her yugulgi.
Suffocated after being wrapped by therapists in blankets and pillows in what was called a rebirthing session.
Yeah, well, she got rebirthed, all right, hopefully to a family who gives a fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was a different person.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the same kind of therapy center. So,
Mormon.
Yeah, loving the Mormons, thinking that's very cool. Good stuff. Well, Sean, you can't really paint all Mormons with one brush. Watch me. I use a roller. I don't paint them with a brush. I'll paint them with a fucking paintball gun. Oh, man. I'm making crazy. You know, okay, that's fine. If you want to follow religion, and I think that religion is can be a good thing. Spirituality is important in this day and age, much to Sim's chagrin, but I kind of feel that way. However, when
if it does good, go for it.
When you're drowning your kids, yeah, maybe you might want to think
maybe
about that.
Change religions or maybe just alter it a bit.
You know, maybe just don't drown your kid. You know, take everything where they say kill your kids, like spare the rod and all that shit. Yeah, just kind of pass over that stuff, you know? It's kind of, might be
things have changed.
The feds. The federal government has a big plan to secure cyberspace, and you can read all about it on the 65-page draft.
Lock it down. It's getting out of control.
Secure cyberspace. Now, good luck, dudes. Okay, I don't even think the American government can pull this bitch off.
First of all, it's called what? Cyberspace.
Yeah, right.
There's their first mistake. You know it's going to go really well when they call it cyberspace.
Yeah, like,
cybers.
You know, and they got the American flag and big fucking code there. They should have done a Matrix American flag. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would give them some points for that if
the
they did that.
The first flag of fucking cyberspace. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I mean, that's just whatever, guys. Like, why? What's so dangerous? Why is it so dangerous?
Because they don't know what's going on.
Oh,
that's the danger. The danger and the unknown.
Oh, yeah, right. It's the devil.
We don't
know
what's happening. We've got to regulate it.
Well, guess what there, genius?
We don't understand it.
China has been trying to do that for a long time, and they're still failing, so good luck.
They're banning Google. They're not banning Google. Blah, blah. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, like you're writing your own Yagooligi. But anyway, so that's my slight, do you know where that's from or what?
Yagooligi?
Yagooligi.
Eulogy.
You don't like my Yagooligizing. You don't know what that's from?
No, I don't.
Zoolander, man.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see Zoolander? Oh, it's dope. They're making fun of the really beautiful
try
people.
Try to avoid SNL spinoffs, but eventually I get to see them all in one form or another.
Oh, it's really, really cool because they make fun of male models. Like, they make fun of the whole modeling.
Oh, I'm in it then. I'm in for it then.
Oh, yeah. It's dope. It's really funny. And they're like, you just think... He does a eulogy, but he calls it a Yagoogly. I thought you were going to call me a bad Yagoogalizer.
A what?
You know, one who does Yagoogalies?
Like, holy
fuck. Anyway, yeah, it's really, really good. So, I mean,
Rent
it tonight. Acquire the film. Speaking of things to acquire, a new release of Lindows is out. Lindows 2.0. Lindows is a program which is like Linux, but like Windows. And Windows really hates it because it allows you to do file sharing between Windows and Linux.
Uh-oh.
So you can have, like, it can open Word documents, apparently, and shit like this. And, kind of...
So, try it out.
Yeah.
Do a dual boot.
Brand new. Just came out last week. Very, very cool.
Give it a shot. I don't think it's free, but, hey, I'm sure people can
find
it.
Is it free? I'm sure it is free.
I don't think so.
You know?
Just because it's Linux sort of based. No, I think it's like you have to buy it.
Well, you can crack it.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's like, oh, yeah, you can crack this. Really?
I'll give it a try. Click and run support. I don't see any downloads, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Yeah, and if not, I mean,
give it a shot.
If somebody could give me, like, the pros and cons.
Alternatives are good.
Yeah, there are. Anything that's an alternative is okay. I'm thinking about putting that on my laptop, actually. So I've got a little idea, I should learn Linux. I should, you know, I've been.
This might be a good step.
If I'm going to be like a an internet god, I better learn Linux because
without Linux,
I just spit all over my microphone.
That's why we keep the same microphones from day to day.
Man,
you get the fucked up penis one. Yeah,
shut up! I like my microphone. Whatever.
I hate mine.
My microphone has never electrocuted me. So,
true. Mine hates me.
Yes,
it's been
right.
Nice since I've ditched the slippers. I haven't been able to find them in a couple weeks.
The slippers.
People were like drawing comics about my slippers, so I had to get rid of them. It's like, no, I don't want the slippers.
Well, way to go, genius. Now you've said that you didn't like that. Now there's going to be
comics.
Now there's going to be wallpapers based on your slippers.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Slippers.
Sim slippers. You know, save Sim slippers for 99 cents a day. You know, SPCC. Society for Magical Cruelty of Sim slippers.
Cruelty of Sim slippers.
Australia is gonna go Gattaca.
What? They aren't already there?
They're sort of like going after the same sort of way England is. The Australian government is poised to crack down hard on identity fraud amid indication trials of biometric technology already unveiling instances of individuals illegally securing multiple passports. This is an interesting thing. What they're doing is they've got this software where it takes a picture and looks for another passport with the same picture on it.
Okay.
So if they take another photo and the same guy has got multiple names, it's identity fraud and they're flagged.
Well.
So a lot of people are like, well,
good for them, I guess. I don't
not really. What the fuck? I don't see a problem with having multiple.
Multiple fake passports?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that. That's pretty cool, actually. I think, you know, fake ID, stash money, fake ID, and credit cards. Because it's if you don't need them, someone you know will. But the thing is that this is like, well, yeah, that's kind of understandable, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But how long before they start doing it with, you know, using that technology? Oh, there's a picture.
You always got to think down the road.
Yeah, because they do that 9-point testing.
Yeah.
Then they take a picture of a bunch of people in a crowd.
Yeah.
Then they just run it through their database because the database is
match
already...
Match up the passports, match
and you
up
got the
driver's
passports
license.
And the drivers, because everybody's got a passport or driver's license. And bang, we know exactly who's where doing what.
And what you got on your record so they can arrest you for your last speeding ticket.
You betcha, and it's only
a matter... Oh, we need you to come with us. For what? Your speeding ticket. Yeah. I'm not driving, right? Come with us.
Yeah, exactly. Like
any excuse, right?
At what point...
You were littering last year.
What I want to know is at what point are they going to stop scanning the cards of the products you're buying and start scanning you at the checkout?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a little bit...
Well, it's more convenient that way, Sean.
I think
so. It really is.
I think so, you know.
If you just get this little chip in your arm when you're born...
Oh, no.
It's easier that way.
It is. And now that, or you just print
it's
you.
For the children.
Just
the scan print.
They'll never do the imprint, but they'll be doing biometrics. Fingerprints.
Yeah.
Your fingerprints are tied to your identity.
Your identity is for your own good.
That way, if you fuck up, there's no chance you can ever, 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 ever get better. We'll have you forever and ever.
Get out
ever.
The razor blade, start shaving off your fingerprints.
Yeah, burn off the lie. Speaking of shaving off your fingerprints and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, a segue.
Joho sent me in a really cool thing about MK Ultra and this guy's dad who was killed by MK Ultra. Now, here's the link. Now, for those of you who are paying attention at home, who don't know
playing
what
the home version,
playing the home game, for those of you under the age of, like, say, 20, who have no idea what the fuck MK Ultra is, see, back in the 60s, everything was all like, they had this big problem in the late 50s and early 60s, most of the 60s, where everyone was into this peace thing. And that wasn't cool, because that whole communal peace thing was just bad.
That breeds communism.
Yeah, that breeds communism and shit like that. So what they did was, back in the 60s, they were messing around a lot with sensory deprivation. They were messing around a lot with psychotropic drugs. Because, you see, the government actually developed LSD. That is a government-made drug. And what they want to do is they wanted, this is the days of like BZ compound. If you want to see a movie that talks a little bit about the MK Ultra project, you can check out Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson. You can also check out Jacob's Ladder that talks about the MK Ultra. This is an actual project which was started, and it is something that's going on. Holy shit, we got 93 people in the channel. Dope. I wonder if we'll
damn,
break.
Good.
I wonder if we can break 100 at some point. That'd be cool. I don't think we've ever broken 100.
I don't think so either.
Did we break 100 with What the Hell? I don't think we did.
I don't think so. No.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Very, very cool.
Very, very nice.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
But anyway, back to MK Ultra.
Yep.
So there was a lot of people who got killed, and this is really, really, really Black Ops kind of shit going on here, okay? MK Ultra is the Black Ops. When you start talking about MK Ultra, do a search on the web. You'll find all sorts of references to it. Now, this guy's dad was one of the people waxed from the MK Ultra, and his name was Frank Olson. And, I think that although there may not be anything you can do about it, you can definitely read about it and be aware. Because if you think the United States was the only people messing around with this stuff, you're horribly, horribly wrong. Another movie which talked about, which is an old movie, is called The Manchurian Candidate, which I own on DVD, which is one of the original ones. And is actually...
I've seen that.
I have it on DVD.
Nice.
It's one of the original conspiracy movies. The Manchurian Candidate is a... was actually very controversial when it came out.
Oh, huge. Pretty old.
Yeah, it is very old.
Is
it's one
Hitchcock?
Of the first... But Angela Lansbury was in it. It's one of her first films. And she plays the mom of this guy, and the guy she's playing the mom of is older than her. But Angela Lansbury has always played...
Makeup
like
does
older,
wonders.
Well, she always plays older people.
Yeah.
Like, so she's pretty cool. But anyway, so very, very cool. If you don't know about MK Ultra, educate yourself.
Check it out. Internet's wonderful.
Good thing to know. Another good thing to know is Microsoft sent a page up telling you how to change your Windows XP licensing key. Because, you know, Service Pack 1 was fucking up all the regular corporate licenses. If you install Service Pack 1, it fucks it.
Right, yes it does.
So Microsoft put a page up explaining how to change your licensing key.
Ah, handy.
But I'm kind of wondering why they did that. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Whatever. I mean, thanks for sharing the knowledge.
That's good.
Bill, good that you did that. I don't... What I think probably what happened there was that... They meant to get rid of all the hackers and crackers.
They did, yeah.
But a lot of legit guys started getting their shit fucked up, too. So they went, whatever.
We got to do something.
Whatever. Okay, just tell them how to change it. And then away we go.
So just type in the new one. And you're laughing. You won't have any problems.
Yeah, exactly. So you're laughing, which is kind of fucked up, but whatever. Now, this is one of the coolest things I've seen in a while. MIT, the Michigan Institute of Technology, is giving away their course information, their books, learning, software, everything online. Yes.
Dandy, dandy, dandy.
You want to learn robotics, which from the top school in the world,
really?
You can now go online and do it for free.
Ooh, nice. Can you challenge the
I don't know if you. I don't know enough details about it, but it's very, very cool.
Hey, that's nice.
And especially if you're doing research on your own or doing stuff at home, right? Like
education revolution.
You betcha. And, I mean, that's very, very cool. And trust the guys at MIT to pull some shit like that off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's nice that in the age where education is a corporation, that there
are... So going back, like, to the Greek days where, like, you know, learning was number one.
Yeah, where it's actually kind of a good idea.
I think so.
You know, and
what, educate the public?
No, you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't want to do that. But schooling now is getting, you know, in some ways it's getting easier, in a lot of ways it's getting harder, because there are people that's all they do, is it's all about, you know, the politics. It's not about education, it's about politics. And that really pisses me off, because it should be about, you know, if you got like a thesis you want to write and shit like that, you should be able to do that. Now at least there's tools which are making education easier. Like, I remember when I was doing handwriting and stuff, it used to take me forever long to do it.
Yeah.
And apparently the good people at Logitech came up with a pen, a really cool pen. Now there's a lot of digital pens on the market.
What be this?
This pen is actually an ink writing pen that will write and stuff. But what
in space?
No, on Earth. Okay. Because I don't hang out in space much.
Okay.
But what it does is, as you write, it could keep up. While similar products work like a styler that come with palm-sized handhelds, a Logitech pen called IO has ink that lets users write on paper as they normally would.
Yeah.
The pen contains an optical sensor that captures the handwriting and transforms it to a PC when the pen is synced with a USB cradle.
Nice.
It can store up to 40 pages of handwriting. So if you keep the one pen with you and you just write, you can write memos wherever the fuck you want.
Right.
And later you can sync it.
Boom. It's on your computer.
It's not available yet. Super it's nice. Not vaporware. They had it at the Comdex thing.
I like their claim here. First true breakthrough in pen technology in 200 years.
Pen technology.
I didn't know there was pen technology.
It's usually what's used to keep like...
What about that space pen?
That wasn't pen technology.
No.
Whatever. But
it was like pressurized pens. Pressurized ink cartridges so it could push out and...
Yeah,
I'm sure that was invented.
Pencils. Thank you.
Oh, pencil.
That's the other one. The other thing that's come out is everyone's talking about Wi-Fi is great, except for this company that came up with this thing where if you have a laptop that's a company laptop and you're able to go out, now they have location verification through Wi-Fi so they can track where you are with Wi-Fi through Wi-Fi. So if you take your laptop to another, I think it tracks a MAC address.
Okay.
Which is the way I think it's done.
So you're with your company laptop?
Yes.
When you're going around?
Yes.
And,
if this
like,
software's if this software is installed, your company knows your physical meat space location in the world. Because it can bridge out and find you.
Ah, okay.
And at least be able to tell what node you're kicking into. So
if somebody's a hacker enough to go out and hack onto Wi-Fis around town...
Not really, because...
They just pop out their company card and put in their own personal card, and they've got their own new MAC address.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's MAC address. It could be something else. I'm just thinking his Macs are all, like, a unique shit. So, I mean, that's just... I don't know enough about it. It's
good for them. Good try.
Well, watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's the kind of stuff you want to...
Spy and counter spy always happening.
Yeah,
you got to keep on top.
Now, here's something that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Because I've got plans eventually to, you know, have my big cool cyber hangout. I want to do Captain Kirk badges.
Ooh.
Through a Wi-Fi internet, you can get these little badges that you just go, and you can, like, Kirk Enterprise or whatever. And you have, like, the little buttons that go through 802.11b.
They're
voice open. They have them. That's the link for them.
Oh.
Yeah, Captain Kirk badges.
No way.
Very fucking cool. It's from a company called Voicera. Or Vocera, or some shit like that. Which is
Vokira.
Very, very, very cool.
Vocera.
So, yeah, kind of neat. This is, I mean, it's a really...
A little big for now, but...
That's really, really tiny. And when you look at it, it like hooks on your pocket. It's like the size of a USB drive.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. You know, and you can, like, do communications.
Hands-free voice-activated communications.
Nice. Yeah, but does that mean they get to hear everything that you're saying and doing in the room? Is it voice activated with a phrase or what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was some kind of weird. To think about.
Put some encryption on that, Bubby.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, goes without saying.
Yep.
Not only that. Oh, yeah, we have this voice-rush system. And somebody's got another unit outside. They can listen to everything we say. Welcome to
Perfect.
The land of it. Yeah, your sysadmin better have his encryption shit dialed.
That's right. Oh, it's got speech recognition. And
oh, yeah.
All that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, which is, you know, a whole...
Where's my flying cars?
Yeah, I want my flying cars. Where the fuck are the flying cars? I did come to a revelation the other day, though, which is that I'm actually the Antichrist. Yes, yeah, so
I think
they
all knew that.
And I, if you go to this, we're going to put...
Is this verification of it?
This is verification of the fact that I am, in fact, the Antichrist. For example, using the well-known and established science of, you know, the whole numerology thing. If you go to this page, which we're about to post...
Yeah, I did.
And you type in SKTFM... And then hit submit query on Evil Finder.
Evil Finder.
I'll read you what it means. Okay, they do a number breakdown where it goes ASCII, then it goes digits added, and then they add a bunch of digits.
Right.
But thus, my name, SKTFM, comes out as 23375.
It's almost lead speak.
It is almost lead speak. Turn the numbers backwards and add 1947, the year Aleister Crowley paid a longer visit to hell.
Right.
Okay. The number is now 59279. You getting this? Okay. Now, if you turn that number backwards and subtract 1986, the year the postman in Oklahoma went postal, killing 14, the number is now 95309. So now we have Aleister Crowley. Everyone knows I'm an occult writer. Everyone knows that.
That's true.
It also knows I talk about going postal.
It's all fitting together.
It's so close. And you subtract 96 from that number, which is the year of the destruction of Jerusalem, written backwards, gives you...
Important date,
95213. Subtract 1, the number of unity, and the result will be 95212.
Yep.
Turn that number backwards. Add 1951, the year the Rosenbergs were sentenced to death for spying on the U.S., the number is now 23210. Thus, when read backwards, it gives you 01232. Thus, this is 666 in octal, the number of the beast. Evil.
Evil.
Yes.
That is exactly right.
So,
I mean, proof that SKTFM is evil.
Yes. Now, if we go back to that Evil Finder, and we'll post it in the IRC.
Did.
You can actually put in Sumerian there, and we can see if you're evil, too.
Well, let's check it out.
So we get in there, we put in Sumerian, submit query. What do we got here?
Evil. Evil.
Are you?
I'm evil, too. Oh, wow. It just goes nuts. And
turn the number backwards. Thank you. This year, synthetic rubber was produced, endangering the concept of intercourse for the purpose of procreation.
Right. Evil.
That would be you. Divided by 3, the symbol of fulfillment. The result is now 20595. Add 1969, the year of Woodstock, which fits. Woodstock is your station manager. 22564. Subtract 1945, the year Mussolini was executed for the first time. The result will be 20619. Add 2591 to it. This is the year Killer Frog. This is the year the Killer Frog hunted London, which was in 2591. Written backwards will give you 23210.
Yeah.
Thus, when read backwards gives you 0132. This is 666 in octal.
Oh my
God!
666 in octal again.
Yes.
Wow.
So, unfortunately,
that number looked familiar from the last one.
We're both
evil. Yes. This is an evil show.
Yes, everything's evil.
Quickly turn it off.
I did it with Rant Radio. I did it with Cthulhu. I did it with my dog.
It all points to evil.
Yeah, it's all evil. So this
dog is evil.
Dog is evil.
Sean is evil.
Everything's
is evil.
We're all pretty fucking evil.
Pretty damn evil. Hail Satan, somebody said in the IRC. Yep.
Yeah. Break out the Electric Hellfire Club. So, the moon, the lunar evil moon, is now.
Oh, no. What? What?
Is now open for business. Yes,
what?
According to the news of the BBC, Transorbital of California has become the first private company in the history of spaceflight to gain approval from U.S. authorities to explore, photograph, and land on the moon.
Okay.
The U.S. State Department, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have granted the company permission to send its Trailblazer spacecraft into lunar orbit for whatever they want to do there.
They
want
to do?
Yeah, if they want to, like, put up logos or they want to do whatever they want.
Etch a giant... Coke symbol in the moon.
Or McDonald's or whatever. Yeah, you can do that.
Make big
McDonald's angels. Yeah, you know.
The biggest advertising in the world. Yeah,
you betcha. On the lunar moon face. You know, that's a lot
of
fun.
So that way we
can litter in space, which would be fun. So we get to, you know, I mean, it's kind of sick that if our planet, you know, takes a giant shit and the moon fucks off in another orbit, that, you know, it's just going to find this big... white dusty ball floating around the cosmos with logos written on it, which kind of takes me back to Fight Club. You know, when we colonize space, it'll be Planet Starbucks and everything. It's just like they said in Fight Club, which is kind of sick, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Brand everything.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. So now more than ever, it's more important that we take over the media. We need to make sure that we, as a group of people, that's why I'm really, really happy that we have, 95 people in the IRC tonight.
Damn.
Okay? We have 95 people in the IRC. That's 95 people who are not watching television. That's 95 people who are not, out there right now buying magazines. These are 95 people who have determined that they're going to fight back the only way that they can, and they're fighting back by listening to the show. And, if everybody out there just went and got two other people hooked on the show, next show we'd have close to 300 people in
triple
the
IRC. Digits.
Yeah, we'd be in the three-digit phase. And that'll be a very cool thing. That will be very, very cool.
Oh, they prove Mormons are evil.
Oh, well, yeah, no duh. Just ask Cassandra. Oh, wait, you can't. She's fucking dead. So,
spread the word. Spread the virus.
It's important.
Get the word out.
It's important that we do. It is important that we do. It's important that we make it known that Rant Radio is here. I mean, we've been around before the dot-com craze. We were here for the dot-com crash, and we're still going because we are not doing this for money. We are doing this for the love of entertainment. We're doing this because, we actually believe in what we're doing here. There's a lot of ego stroking, and I think it's fucking dope.
But we all stroke each other's ego.
Yeah, it's really cool when you guys send this stuff in, and it's very, very cool. But what you're doing here tonight, logging in tonight, although you think it's just like a big clusterfuck and everyone's all, bitching at each other in the IRC and stuff like that, what you're doing here tonight is, in fact, important. And you guys are part of history right now. We're under 100 right now, but, it's been steadily growing. You just follow
every
that.
Show.
Every show, it's been steadily growing. So if it steadily grows every show, we're talking like within, the next 2 years, who knows how many people it's going to be.
That's right.
And I may not be able to remember everyone's name, 5 years from now, but I'll definitely be able to look back and remember who Sparky was. I'll be able to remember who Sir Dork was, Side Slide Shooter. I'll be able to remember all these guys who were there back in the day. And that's very cool, and I can't be there all the time in all these different directions. Mr. Echo wanted to be here tonight. I'm really sorry we didn't manage to hook up, but, that's what happens. We've got to kind of keep going because we've got lives, too.
We're damn busy.
really,
really busy.
It sounds like bullshit. I know people are like, when's Sean going to stop taking a breather? Well, to be honest with you, I haven't been able to take a breather. It's been straining just to make sure.
Yeah, this is not the breather.
Yeah, this is not the breather. We're actually working as hard as we freaking can, and we just want to maintain right now. So, apparently we did break 100 listeners tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Smokehouse was saying. So
excellent. Good
he
stuff.
Says that we broke 100 listeners. That's very, very cool.
I like it. I like it.
So if we can do that though, and we keep growing. Listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the IRC, but. If we can do that, if we can keep that up, and we can keep like a certain percentage, even if it's like, a 2% growth rate or whatever, that's consistent. 10 people listen, 2 people stick around. Gradually,
that's right.
It'll get freaking huge.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it's important. And it's not important because we need the listeners because we want to have our advertising.
Yeah, we're not making money off you.
There's
so
no
what, are we doing, what are we doing it for?
Why
right?
are we doing this? Why do we do this?
Because we want to get what we're talking about to you.
That's right. Because we want to make
unfiltered.
With the news that's out there. Come on. Every single show, aside from the bullshit, you do learn something.
Yeah. Okay. Like we make a lot of jokes.
We make a lot of jokes and we talk a lot of shit. Because if we just jumped on the mic here like Noam Chomsky.
In the news today.
seriously. Noam Chomsky, great guy. A little fucked on a few concepts, but great guy. But Jesus Christ, Noam, practice.
Throw some jokes in there.
Put some intonation in your voice, would you? Right? You're going to put
some ups, some downs, some rhyming schemes or something.
Yeah, really.
Put a beat behind it.
Like, get Eminem to go over your stuff or something,
Yeah.
Seriously, dude. You gotta work on that shit.
You need a color commentator.
That's why Jello was good. Jello Biafra.
Yeah.
If you guys have never downloaded or got a hold of any of Jello Biafra stuff, check him out.
Yeah.
Check him out. He's a huge inspiration to Sim and I. He's the kind of guy that we look back and go, damn, that's where it's at.
He is the traditional hardcore.
He
works his ass off.
Oh, unbelievably. Unbelievably.
And he takes it in the ass for his beliefs.
Yeah, he does. Like, he told Levi's to go fuck themselves, and his band sued him. He lost all his music.
Lost everything.
But at the end of the day.
Still sticking with it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's the fucking man.
Yeah.
When you look at that, you're like, damn, Jello. You know, shit, dude. That's some serious conviction when you're talking this shit there, man.
He went to court for his beliefs and stood up for music rights?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, actually, when you look at it. And it's hard. It's hard to maintain that.
Like, it is. It's very hard.
Like, it's hard. Like, it's easy for me right now. You know, to sit here and, yeah, man, fuck all these corporations, shit like that. Well, you know, Coca-Cola shows up and wants me to be their spokesperson. They're going to pay me $200,000 to do it. You know, what's my sell-up price?
That's right.
And everyone's like, oh, whatever, man, you wouldn't do it. Yeah? What's the sell-up price?
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got a sell-up price. Now, you can't say that you don't, because you know what? Everyone does have a sell-up price.
And if Sean could get $200,000... to promote this, to promote what we're doing.
Well,
there's payoffs, there's weights and scales and stuff,
there's
right?
There's shit you can do. You gotta
do it in the right.
And there's a lot of guys who had faith. There's a lot of guys who got faith in about what's going on. There's people who look at it and they wanna know that, you know, what you're doing. They believe in us and they believe in what we're doing. People have been around here for a long time. Smokehouse has been here a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
people have been here for the whole time.
Yeah, and it's difficult when you have that kind of loyal listenership and everything. You've got to make sure that you stay loyal to those people. I mean, I would feel bad if Smoke, I was like, man, you fucked me, man. You know, like, I believed in you and shit, and you, like, you know, totally
like somebody gave
that
us some money, and the next day, Rant Radio shut down, SKTFM.TV shut down, and we're, like, in a mansion somewhere.
Well, we had that.
Yeah.
We were offered.
That's
know?
Right. Somebody came up to us. Here.
Yeah. A lot of people might sit there and say, oh, whatever, man, those guys will sell out the first chance they got. No, fuck you, because we had the chance.
We've been put through the trial.
We have, and it was a hard one. It was a bitch. We were sitting there, went for some long walks, and we're like, oh,
walk
dude.
Walk through the forest.
Yeah, we were sitting there going, dude, this is money. And they're like, yeah.
It is money,
we were both talking about, well, you know, there's a couple of, you know, blah, 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 talking about sums of cash. And we were like, you know, this really sucks. Yeah, yeah, it does. This is exactly what we didn't want. We decided to tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we lost money.
We made the choice.
Yeah, we made the choice, and we stand by that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been nice to have the cash because, you know, money's nice.
Could have bought some real mics.
Yeah, this goddamn broken thing here. I wonder if this thing's ever going to go on eBay. Hey, you know, we could sell our mics on eBay probably to get the money to raise funds to get new mics. Do you think? We probably could.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to get the money first and then buy the mics and then ship them the mics. Because then we need the mics before we ship them the mics.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That would have to be in the agreement or something in the eBay.
Well, I've got a nice mic. I've got that Sennheiser that I could bring down.
I don't think we're famous enough to raise enough money.
Well, it's a niche market. I mean, people are selling possessed books of Ayn Rand.
You know,
give me a break.
That's not a bad idea to raise money. Like,
well, my Garrison
boots. It's not that bad.
My Garrison boots that were in all my SKTFM photos, I mean, they're kind of sore anymore, but they're really nice boots. I mean, I could sell those.
Yeah.
You know, sell your Sean Kennedy's Garrison boots. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't sell my leather over jacket because that's gone now, too. And You know, whatever. Of course, I could sell one of my multitude pairs of sunglasses I have. I'm sure people were all
like
commenting
watching
on
the last SKTFM.
Like, what the fuck, man? How many sunglasses has Sean got?
Well, because those are like from every single different year that I've shot videos. Like, different sunglasses in every shot.
Most of those sunglasses, I've never paid for one pair of those sunglasses. I won't say anything other than that, but I've never paid for any of them, okay? So that's how that shit works. You know, because I'm not going to pay that kind of money for fucking sunglasses. Are you out of your mind? That includes the Oakley Romanios. I didn't pay for those either. But anyway, so not that I would encourage anything. You know.
Like that.
Not at all.
Don't do that.
Not at all. So now that we're kind of winding down near the end of the show, how's things going with Sim?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Keep him busy. Keep him very busy.
The new
episode, the new
SKTFM episode 8.
Yeah, you took a look at that, eh?
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
Looks good. I like the two-camera thing.
Yeah, a lot of people commenting about that.
The two-camera thing
like
was
that.
Dope. Very,
and,
very
and I
dope.
Think it made it look really, really neat.
Yeah, I think
kept,
so, too.
Kept the interest up. Like, and I was in the shot, too.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's kind of neat.
Which is cool. I'm glad Sam's actually...
Hey, look, I'm on the show.
He's on the show. He's on the page now. He's like, ooh, wow, there's a guy there. Who's that guy?
Who's
you
that
know,
face?
Oh, he's the guy who owns
that's
the whole
thing?
That's
not Sean?
That's not Sean. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
I'm getting confused.
Whoa. The weird thing is, though, is that I'm just listed as talent.
I know, tried. I just like...
What the fuck? Yeah, well, what is my title?
I tried. I was like...
What does he do
Ranter,
here? There's got to be something out there. Like, what would be my job title? You know what else we need, guys? And this is something we've been talking about.
CEO, CFO? No. We need a good title.
No, we need like a good title. What we need is all you digital art people out there.
Like, mine's easy. Station manager.
Yeah, well, that's
but,
still,
come on. You know, give Sean a title. Everyone DJ, in the IRC.
Well, what we need is business cards.
DJ Funky Drive.
If you guys...
What's his name?
People are making like
we
really
need to put something on a business card.
Well, I'd like to get a business card. Like, if they were to design business cards for us, that'd be dope.
There you go.
Because then we can print them off.
Because these people are asking me every week, I want to make art. I want to make... And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
If you want to make art,
this
make
is
us...
your project. We
now you can
project.
Make... You can do a...
project for the week.
Yeah, is business cards. Send in your business cards so that your designs and whatever we like, we'll print them off and fucking make them.
Yep.
And we'll be able to hand them out to all the little...
And we can make different business
Raelians
cards.
And shit like
that's
that.
That's right, because
you know?
They asked us. We
but, of course, we'll have to have a title and shit on the business cards.
So we need two things. A title and business cards. So
and a room to put, like... I don't know, email and website. And
yeah,
stuff
you know,
like
an
that.
Outline of a business card, like a graphic or something in the background.
Yeah, you know,
room like white space for our info, like email and
or whatever. I mean, they know what they're doing with a business card. They know what a business. If they want to make a graphic intensive business card, go hard. We can just laser print the fucking
right.
things. I mean, who cares, right?
Do it. Do it now.
Do it. Do it now. Very, very cool. Very, very cool that people even give a shit. I still can't believe. Like
people are showing up, people are listening.
Just like Henry Rollins says, thanks for coming out. You know, seriously, thanks for fucking showing up. I mean, it's pretty wild and very, very, very cool.
Sean and I could just be in this room talking to each other.
Yeah, which you know would be a little far to drive to do that, but you know whatever. I mean that kind of shit happens. No digital baptisms tonight, but special shouts out to you know Kindling Boy and everybody else who sent in some stuff. TK for his stamping of his money and all the rest. Special shouts to Hybrid Theory and sorry about that props thing, man. I felt really bad about that actually. And everyone else who sent me some links.
Anybody who sends anything in.
Always good. Always props. Adds to the show.
Yeah.
So
we try.
Very, very useful. Incidentally, the show. Although we do have occasional people on here, we do not. As a rule, we're not allowing a lot of people on the show, and it was starting to get a little bit out of control. And that's the reason why is because we didn't want it to just turn into this big cluster, because the show is getting very, very popular.
Yeah.
And if everyone just keeps showing up and we keep putting people on the show, if you want to come down and you want to be on the show, please don't take it personally. It's got nothing to do with you. It's just so we can maintain the quality of the show.
It's like, it's not the what the hell.
It is not what the hell for a fucking reason. And that's why in 37 episodes we've got more listeners than what the hell ever had.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a reason for that. And not to be a heavy-handed fuck, but there it is. All right, so, you know, however, we do appreciate everyone listening for sure. And, I mean...
Listening, sending stuff.
The whole
stuff
show is nothing really but props. I mean, people, we mentioned props and people and...
Check out the listener gallery. Check it out.
It's huge.
It is getting massive. Like,
oh, my God, it's like, huge.
It's massive. I'm going to have to split it up in a couple pages soon.
Yeah, like, very, very dope.
Lots of sexy chicks on there.
And, you know, I do got to give I do give props to Mr. Echo. He's been around a long time. Please don't take it personally, buds. It's just fucking life has been crazy. You know how it is. So, very, very cool. That's about it for this week's show. Next week, we're going to do another show. 7 days. Same bad time, same bad channel. So you want to be here for that. Going through the IRC tonight, those who stuck around, we got 95 fucking people.
Go for it, Sean.
Here we go.
Do it. Do it now. You can do it. Clear your throat. Take a drink.
You can time me on. You can time me on this one. Ready?
Okay, wait.
We got. Are you actually going to time me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here we are.
Don't rush it.
Konex away. Sanix. Shovel. Sir Gimpsalots. SKTFM. Snake. Abadui. Aerith. Gainsburg. African Love. Turtle. Alien. Binary. Alamode. Alpha 736. BH. Burger. Burger. Cerulean. Incognito. Ergosum. Countersink. Covan. Kyo 23. Cybertech. TMC.
Diffusion.
Disco Jesus, Dr. Zodiac, Dupster, sorry, Noshian, Evil James, G-Man, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hellraider, Tevin 253, Hybrid Theory, Pyro, Jaren, K16, Kadath, Camelvalia, Sleepin, Kazuma, Kexler, Kigali, Kindling Boy, Leshek, Lentium, Lorax, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Loser, Mary, In Bed, Mind Pirate, Miss Fortune, Cookie, Mr. Echo, Nekos, Neuralize, Nixon, Paladin, Prophet, Doodle, Prune Squaller, Quad Box, QWERTY, Ratsputin, Raven 182, Roto, Sexy Biatch, Shard, Shinobi, Chio, Shooter, Sideslide, Sir Dork, Sore Poopy Pants, Scavenger, SKTFM, Data Stalker, Sparky Spudley, Spider, Tantrix, Technophile, Test Subject, the WP, the Beast, the Bug, Thraxius, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trill User, Trotsky's Ghost, Trunk Monkey, Turmoil, Terrell, Yerky, Pyro, D-Day Species, Pyro, Pointing Up, Fucking Little Eye Things, Leaping Hacksaw, Fat Sweaty Fucker, Look at the Monkey, Mr. Echo, Southpaw Samurai, hey, there's a guy I haven't seen in a long time, the Southpaw Samurai. Southpaw Samurai? Well, shit, I know who that is.
I have vague memories.
Southpaw.
I remember he was here.
That's the Perkinator.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Southpaw Samurai, very cool. Glad he made it in, man. That's dope.
We get 1,000 people in the IRC, which takes you about 10 minutes.
And Mr. Echo showed up, too. Somebody give Southpaw Samurai and Echo voice, as well as Sipe and all those guys.
Hey, you ops. Get to it.
Southpaw Samurai gets voice. Anyway, super cool. Thanks for coming out tonight. And what else do we have here? If you want to get two people hooked on the show, that's the number one most important thing you can do. Aside from art, I wish I could do art and stuff. Okay, if you can't do art, that's okay.
Music.
The number one thing you can do is get people hooked on the show.
Yes.
That is the most important thing to do.
Spread the virus.
You've got to spread the virus. If you don't spread the virus, we don't get bigger. If we don't get bigger, we fucking die. Okay?
Yeah.
Expand or die. That's kind of how the game is played. All right? So if we don't do it, we're going to perish. And the only thing we can do is to free this media for everyone so everyone out there can listen in and have a good time and generally be fun. Because, hey, what the fuck? You know, that's a good idea. You are free to distribute the show any way you see fit, which means you can copy it and give it to people. That's what I mean by distributing the show.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You won't get sued. Nobody will give you any shit. It's all
we like it. We
good.
Really like it.
We like it a lot. If you get ideas for programming on the station, make sure you get in touch with us.
That's right.
Because
somebody proposed one.
Oh, what's up?
Sort of a Hoongan style. Sort of inventions and new inventions and stuff. Because we mention them from time to time, but we don't focus directly.
Like
on
a strictly gadget show.
Strictly gadgets and inventions and cool stuff like
that'd
that.
That'd be a cool show.
I think it was. Yeah, it was in the forums. Go check out the forums if you haven't seen them. Down the left-hand side, grantradio.com. Mm. Lots of discussion going on there. But I thought that was a very, very cool idea. So some ideas floating around there for new shows.
Cool.
But if you got a new show idea, definitely.
That's a good way to support us. And if you want to support this kind of thing, you want to support free media, you should support small guys who are trying to make this statement on the stuff. You should support groups like Alternative Tentacles, Dell, Jell Biafra's logo.
Right.
If you want to get yourself some decent t-shirts or shit like that, you can go to angryshirts.com.
He's the shit.
Nickster's the guy. He's been doing shirts for a while now. He's making up a bunch of... He's got some awesome Rant Radio hoodies that he's making up that are very, very dope. If you want to check that out. So angryshirts.com. Very, very funny stuff. He's got the WOG stuff going on there. Very, very cool. So if you're into that, you want to do that. I'm not saying go spend your money, but if you want to, hey, what the fuck? You may as well
go
put your
spend
cash.
It there.
Go spend it there. You know what I mean? Because, hey, it's good stuff. Why not?
Yeah.
So that's about it for tonight's show. We have no digital baptisms.
If you don't know what that is.
Oh, a digital baptism. Yeah. If you're sick of your name and you want a new name, well, I do a digital baptism where I will give you an internet name and I'll do it on the air.
Yeah.
And you get to be named by me on a show. Yay!
In front of hundreds of people.
Which would be really,
literally.
Really cool. So hopefully we'll have it in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. I can't believe we got so many people here tonight. This is like a new record.
Wow.
Very fucking cool.
I don't know
cool.
what's bringing them in, but they're here.
God love them.
God love them.
God love must be Sable.
Or
all the remixes that Sable does.
I think it is. It's drawing them in.
Yeah, everybody's really
it's all
dope.
The cool remixes.
Very, very cool. Alrighty, guys. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Make sure you tune in next week. Maybe we might have something to tell you next week.
As opposed to
other things. This is the lead. This is the lead.
The lead out.
The lead out. Yeah, where I get them to tune in next week. I may have something to tell you next week. So, if you want to tune in next week.
Oh, I see. That wasn't my cue.
No.
It was the hook.
That's the hook.
Ah,
I may have something to tell you next week. Well,
dun, 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 dun. See, I need like a piano theme or something.
Yeah, you got to get that MIDI shit hooked.
Tune in next week when.
Yeah, that's right. Piff.
Wow.
So, very, very, very cool. So that's it for me. Sim, you got anything left to say?
No, I've said everything that I need to say, I think. I'm sure I'm missing something, but, you know.
Oh, we'll talk about it last.
I got it. This Saturday, Drexall's opening up his new store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Drexall Games.
DrexallGames.com. Head down there, buy some games, or just check it out anyway.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool to do. It's always good.
Yep. Remember the guy from What the Hell? Loudmouth guy? Yep, there
betcha.
You go.
So, very, very cool. Something you could talk about. People are like, hey, is there a new Tales from the Afternoon tomorrow? No, there's not. It's another rerun. But if you tune in next week, maybe I'll have something to tell you.
Done.
But until then, hey, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in.